From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. U.S. Special Operations Forces, Navy SEALs, have rescued two hostages held in Somalia since October. One of them is an American. President Obama says the mission reasserts that the U.S. will stand against threats to its people. NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman joins us now. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Tom, the White House says this mission was authorized on Monday. What do we know about it, and how risky was it for the SEALs and for the hostages?
Well, Paul, these are always risky operations. What we know is that the SEALs did not come from the sea, but came from a neighboring country on an aircraft. They came into an encampment in northern Somalia and killed nine pirates and then rescued both of the hostages.
Tom, is this more than a case of piracy on the high seas, or does it relate in some way to any larger terrorism concerns?
At this point, Pentagon officials are saying these were solely pirates. They had no relation that they know of to any terrorist groups, particularly the Al-Shabaab group, which operates in this area.
That's NPR's Tom Bowman, our Pentagon correspondent. Tom, thank you.
You're welcome, Paul.